And we are back. So keep it on the Marvel train here. We have some, as I was alluding to in the pre-chat, I guess, the little housekeeping section of the episode. We have a C-plus tier rumors, which is revolving around Secret Wars? Yeah, no. Oh, sorry. Revolving around Deadpool 3. Yeah. Specifically with the character Domino, Zazie Beetz's mm-hmm. character, which was a big fan favorite. I think that's safe to say. Everyone I've come across has really liked that character. I think it's a big thing where the actress just has so much charisma. And just, again, like it shined through with the character and a very like interesting type of power that she holds.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know. She just fits so well with like the Deadpool realm. So Dilemus, I'm going to ask your initial thoughts on that, before we, just like the character thoughts of Domino, and then, I'll lead us off and I'll just be right back really quick.
Sounds good. This is very exciting for me. I love this character. I think Zazie Beetz is very fun. So I would be super down to see her brought over into the MCU officially. And, you know, I mean, it just writes itself. Since Deadpool 2, she appeared in Joker, and I would just love to see that joke that he makes about her, you know, being in both universes or jumping sides, being in DC, thing like that. So that'd be a really fun joke if they do that in there, but I hope this is true. I think that would be fun. I don't know what the story would be for her and what, you know, the future of Deadpool in the MCU. I'm not sure what that will be either. So like, where does she fit into it? So right. I don't know if I believe this one. I feel like any person with in the C tier could throw this out there and it would seem about as credible as this. Yeah. But yeah, I'd like to see it happen for sure. But I guess if she wasn't there, I'd expect her to be a pretty small part of it. Like maybe she shows up for one sequence or something. I think there's just enough going on with the rest of that movie focusing on Deadpool and Wolverine that I don't know if she would like tag along and be like a third in that team cruising around X-Force yeah. style, you know? So those are my thoughts, but I'm guessing you're pretty excited by this too.
Yeah, that's absolutely. True. As I was mentioning, I love the character of Domino. And I honestly, Zazie Beetz is phenomenal. I think she's fantastic in everything I've seen her in. She's great in Atlanta. She's great in Joker, as you mentioned. And I think I just really liked her dynamic with Deadpool. Like, he just, I don't know, like, he would try and, like, you know, just make jokes around her, but she just really, like, was remaining, like, she was never, like, the victim of a joke, it seemed. Like, she could always kind of just, I don't know, be her own word I'm looking for that I can't find right now. So this is something, when I see it, it's, I think I have like those, what would you call it? Like rose tinted glasses where I'm like, that's gotta happen. Like it's gonna happen. Cause I think it's so fantastic. But you did bring up some good points of just like that movie already has like something going on with like Hugh and Deadpool. Like maybe we don't need more pieces, on the board to just yeah. complicate things. But at the same time, like I think they could just fit her into, I don't know, like a smaller role, but like, do you go through the effort of bringing her on if she is just going to be like a smaller role? Would she want to do that? That's a lot of I don't knows. So
I could see that movie having like a sequence where they bring in like all the characters from those two movies and Deadpool's like doing a checklist of like, okay, are you being brought over to the MCU? Yes or no? And he almost just like like writes off characters that way. So yeah, you know, she could pop up in something like that. I think she is one that they would probably want to bring her over into the MCU maybe. But and then again, I don't even know like what, like I don't even know where she would fall if that was the case. So it'd be hard to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that's our initial thoughts there. And then I guess I can read off the rest of the C tier.
Well, I, you know, my question with that too is like, if she's coming back too, like, what yeah. do you expect for other characters? I mean, Josh Brolin as Cable would be just hilarious because he's now Thanos yeah. in this universe, but obviously he's different enough that you could make that happen. I'd love to see what those jokes would be. But even like a Colossus or was Teenage Warheads, Negasonic, something, whatever, however that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I foresee them wanting to. Like I don't know if they're excited to bring those versions over. Like I think MCU wants to make their own Colossus and things like that.
Yeah.
But you could still have them in here and it not be 616 and you're doing your other thing, right? So I don't know. Do you expect like any other of those tier of characters? I mean, Cable, I don't know. I guess he was only in the second one, whereas Colossus and the other character are in the first, both of them. So,
yeah, like, I mean, Josh Brolin is like such a big name too. Like that, I feel like that just brings a lot of meat and potatoes to like whatever projects he's in, especially just because he was Thanos. So he's such like a big presence in the MCU already. So if you just like brought him in there and just let Deadpool be Deadpool, like that's great content right there.
Did they have a joke about that in Deadpool 2? Because I mean, that had already, he was already Thanos.
With Thanos, yeah. Yeah, he like when he's fighting him like in the jail cell, he's like he says something like, "Go easy, Thanos," or something
okay,
like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So they've already done it, so maybe they don't care to do that again.
Yeah, and like I think he like, especially Josh Brolin in that character of Cable, and just him dealing with Deadpool was so great. Like, you can get a lot of great content out there, but like, you did bring up a lot of good points that like, this isn't that same like Fox like Deadpool realm, so maybe they do want to just like make strides to really separate it from like what that was, and again, just like do it very fresh. And maybe that's a reasoning why Domino won't be anywhere near this project. Right, but right. If you're asking me, I want it just because she's a great character, and yeah. The more Zazie Beetz on screen, the better, in my opinion. But yeah, and then I guess to the other part that you're asking is like other characters like Colossus and that other character that I completely... I didn't forget about her. I just forgot her name. I apologize. Any big fans of hers out there?
I think it's Negasonic Teenage Warhead, right? That's like the character.
Yeah.
I forget what like her name though. Like, does she have just like Janet or something? Like, I forget if she just has like a regular name that you'd call her by.
Yeah, she must, but... I mean, I forgot her fake, like her fake name, her superhero name. So I don't remember her main name, but I don't think that they'll be in it, honestly. I feel like what kind of you're saying, like, I think if they're bringing X-Men characters, it'll be like new ones that we have, like maybe not like a brand new character that we've never seen before, but just something that we haven't seen in the Deadpool movies already. Like, I don't think you're getting, you know, Patrick Stewart or anything like that, but maybe a character that was in, like, the Hugh Jackman's in his, like, X-Men movies. I think that could be really funny, too, like, especially if they've never been in that project, and then they just kind of, like, comment on that of, like, especially if it's, like, a really obscure character that, like, a lot of people just, I don't know, meme about or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that could be really funny and doesn't have too much weight on the overall story. I think that would be... I think that
for
would
sure.
be probably the way to go there. Nice. But yeah, so that's C+ tier rumor. I have no other transition, so I'm just going to keep going with the C+ tier rumor. Here we go. Michael Waldron, who I guess he was part of Loki season 1, as well as Multiverse of Madness, supposedly to write Secret Wars. I'm gonna pull up his IMDb if you haven't already.
I
am the type of person who, when I see names like this, it doesn't like.
Well, I think he wrote those
project.
Two.
He wrote those
right?
two. Yeah, that would make sense. So I mean, you know, I think we both really liked Loki season 1. I think we both like Multiverse of Madness. Still a mess. What do you think of this guy's one of the writers on Secret Wars?
Those are both like top 10, top 15 level MCU things for me. So it's pretty exciting for me. And I think those are two kinds of projects that I think are particularly helpful in going into Secret Wars. Not that they're huge crossovers or anything like that, but I think there's just enough craziness going on. Both of those deal with different timelines and different universes, right? So it almost makes sense that you bring him in for Secret Wars specifically. He's the multiverse guy, you could say, at this point. So I think that's actually a very fun connection. I think when it comes down to it, like, it's always hard for me to put too much weight on like any one person for an MCU thing, just because once again, you're like a cog in the machine. Not to say
takes
that
a
you
village.
Don't have, not to say you don't have like creative freedom. And I think certain directors get a lot more creative freedom than others and stuff like that. But I think when I look at like a writer, I don't think that'll make or break a project. But I think to me, this seems like only a net positive to have this guy in there. Now this makes me really curious who they're gonna bring in as I guess we just don't have the director for Secret Wars, right? We only have director for Kang Dynasty. So
yeah, that's right.
So yeah, I'm curious to see that kind of pairing, because obviously that's a big deal there too. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I'm like you said, you know, it takes a village to make these projects. So surface level doesn't
do too much.
More
than like a small city at this
It
point.
Really does.
Look at those credits. They take 20 minutes to go through them all.
Absolutely. Funny. S-Bob's pointed out. Kevin Feige loves those Rick and Morty writers.
Does this guy write on Rick and Morty as well or something?
It looks like he's a producer for it. He's probably written a lot of stuff on there too. But again, this guy just lives in the multiverse realm. So that's like his bread and bun, his bread and butter.
Yeah, Rick and Morty's doing that too. There you go.
Yeah, different portals and such.
This guy does not live in reality in any way, shape, or form.
But just, I don't know, like if just pulling like the MCU stuff with Multiverse of Madness and Loki, I don't think Multiverse of Madness is like a 10 out of 10 project in my eyes, but it's still phenomenal. It's getting some interesting glares from you.
I love it.
Yeah. But like with Loki season one, like that had some of like the best writing, I think, of like story and like characters sure. So this gets me very excited as you mentioned, it doesn't hurt. Like, this isn't bad news in any regards. Like, it's only positive. And I don't even really, I mean, I know the projects that he's done now, but like, if you just asked me who this guy was, like yesterday, I probably wouldn't have been able to pull it out from the back of my pocket or head or something like that, whatever I'm pulling it from.
When you look at IMDb, is he on season two of Loki as well?
Because
I remember there's directors and things like that have changed. We talked about that a couple times, but I don't know about the writing team.
Yeah, I don't see anything like in the works right now. So
yeah, it's filming now, so you'd think that'd be on there if he was. So
yep. Yeah, so just
I mean, that could be a reason too, right? Take him off that, putting him on Secret Wars instead, kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe this is something that's been in the works for a little bit. Like, it's not just a big, like, he didn't sign, you know, now, but we're just getting the news now. I'm sure that happens all the time. So yeah, that's, I mean, again, I don't have too much to add on that because this is a project that it's going to be a big one, for sure. And who knows, like maybe when I don't know, the movie drops and we're all just in the after effect of what that happens, kind of like when Infinity War Endgame happened and we're all just don't know what to do with ourselves for the couple days after it. I'm hoping it's like, man, Michael Waldron, like, just top of like the writers in my opinion. And hopefully that happens.
Yeah, that's not really something that, and you know, maybe we need to be better about that as MCU coverage people. It's like talking about the writers specifically, right? We talk about the directors a lot. We talked about, say someone gets cast and things like that, but we're not talking so frequently about the writing team and stuff like that. So maybe that's something we should be looking out for more. But
absolutely. Anyway. 'Cause like they're the ones that, you know, put these ideas on paper and like just gets the ball rolling. And so they're probably honestly like severely underappreciated just because a lot of people, it's like, oh man, like the director for this movie, like he's the one that like did the whole thing, which, you know, that's the master in chief sort of thing, right? Like it's from his direction, but
especially from like an Avengers Secret Wars perspective, like the amount of things you have to take into account to write a script like that. You like to write a movie in and of itself is probably super hard, but one that is based on like 50 works prior that are leading into it, and potentially if we're getting like Toby stuff and Hugh Jackman in there, like you're taking in all this baggage for these characters, like that sounds like an incredibly difficult task. So whoever is doing that, and if they pull it off, we got to give some kudos to the writer for that for sure, because that's not easy.
Absolutely. Super Bad Mac, even in the chat, says, unfortunately, writers don't get nearly as much credit for the movies as the director.
You know, I give all to the viewers. Call us out on it. Call us. We'll
absolutely
be better. Yeah. We'll be better about that. Call us out on it.
Otherwise, we'll never know, right? You know, that's like any feedback is good feedback. So, I don't really have anything else to add onto these two rumors here, but something I can throw in here. Which is a Patreon question. As I said before, go join our Patreon. You can throw in questions. Even if you're not here live into the chat, you can put questions on any single episode, and we will read them out as I'm about to right now. This one is from Fanboy Clay, and I'm just going to read the whole thing because it's so wholesome.
I don't think it's Fanboy Clay. I think it's other Clay.
That is exactly right. I think I just had Fanboy Clay in my head, so I apologize to Patreon Clay. Fanboy Clay, we love you, but Patreon
US
Clay.
Is that his name still in Discord right
US Clayjent. On my screen, it just said Clay, so I just kind of added. He is a fan, but he's not the Fanboy
I
Clay,
could be
so
wrong, but I think that big, is the case. But
no, you are completely right. That was mis... And again, just like Dylan mentioned, if I screw up, point it out. otherwise, I wouldn't have known. I would have just kept going off. So I'm going to read the whole thing because it's just very wholesome. Clay says, also miss you guys. I'm imagine he's replying to something, including you, Maddie. Maddie,
yeah, Maddie was here in the chat earlier.
He was in the chat earlier. We love you, Maddie. If you guys aren't already doing a predictions episode, spoiler, we're not. How do you think how do you think the Werewolf by Night special is going to factor into the greater MCU at large, if at all? I remember there being TVA rumors. Yeah. Definitely when we were looking at that trailer, it looked like they're in there. If we do eventually see Werewolf by Night in the regular MCU, where do you think we would see him or any other characters that cross over from this special? Mm-hmm. Dylan Muss.
Yeah, so as far as the TVA, well, first of all, Clay, I miss you too. Hopefully next after 9.
Yes.
We were both in there and I can say hello. It's been a bit. But yeah, as far as the TVA stuff, I thought that, you know, we were watching the trailer live at whatever it was, Comic-Con, D23. I can never remember.
D23.
And we're like, oh, that looks like TVA. And then it was like immediately deconfirmed. I was like, oh, that's not the TVA, but like it looked a lot like them. So I don't know if there's ever been clarity on whether or not that was the case. And I don't know if there was rumors outside of that, other than just like in the trailer, that kind of looks like them. That would make sense. I think that would be a good way for that. You know, here's some very weird one-off occasion that's happening here in the story. Mm-hmm. TVA comes in and like just crashes that timeline, snips the timeline, whatever they call it. So that would make sense. And that would kind of connect it to Loki, and this is, you know, somewhat close to Loki season 2, so that timing could work out in a way. Now, it could be something like that too, like that would be the way the door opens, and then Loki, like how Werewolf by Night could interact with Loki, like that could be something that we could see. But I think for me, maybe the thing that makes a bit more sense, and me and you talked about this, I think last week, Kirkland, maybe just 2 weeks ago, was we were talking about how Blade, the movie is apparently, is I think a rumor too, that's taking place between 1900s and 1980, right? So it's like a huge swath of time.
Yeah.
And based on what we're seeing about Werewolf by Night, kind of filmed in that 40s film era style, I'm assuming that's also because that's when it takes place, roughly. Mm-hmm. So that would make sense if, like, okay, there's some character, you know, Elsa Bloodstone's in there, Werewolf by Night, Blade, all kind of in that dark sphere of the MCU sort of stuff, or of Marvel, I should say. So it makes sense if there's some sort of crossover between those characters, especially if Blade could potentially be in that time zone that these characters are in. So to me, that's the thing that makes the most sense. Now, I don't know exactly how that connects. Like, is there a post-credit scene in this that alludes to Blade? We know that there's just a bunch of shakeups with Blade, so it's hard to say if that's something that they're still planning on doing. But yeah, that's to me, that would make the most sense, is I think you could see someone like an Elsa be brought over. I don't know about Werewolf, the character of Werewolf by Night, but if so, I think I would lean to Blade first, and then maybe Doctor Strange 3 could be a place for the weirdo characters.
Yeah.
So yeah, those would be the ones that make the most sense to me, or the Loki thing. So one of those three for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think what this, like, yeah, what this, it's a series, right? Correct me.
What? Werewolf by Night?
Werewolf by Night, or is it just
a
movie?
Just a,
I can't remember.
It's a 50-minute one-time special, yeah.
Right. Thank you.
There you go.
So with this project coming out, I feel like what they're going to want to do with it, and I honestly think this will be the case, that it's just something that like stands on its own. Like, you don't really have to like watch it to like enjoy the rest of the MCU. But I really hope that they at least do like the, I don't know, go through the extra steps of like at least having like references or something to an event of this. And again, like that being said, it's not like, oh, like you have to catch this to be caught up in the overall MCU, like where we are future sense, but like, I don't know, some mention of like an event or something like that happened in passing. I think that'd be really fun to just, because honestly, this is probably like the weirdest MCU thing that like I have I'm getting ready to see. I haven't seen it yet, obviously, but just from what that trailer was shown, and like the, just the, I don't know, like the homage, if that's even a word, to like that era of films and stuff. Like, it's so unique and different than from things that we've seen before. So I really hope that it is one of those things where it kind of just supplements like other MCU materials, as opposed to being like a stepping stone into like the next phase or something like that. And yeah, I hope that is the case there. S-Bubs was in the chat saying, I really don't think those were TVA, and there weren't rumors of them being in it, apparently. And then he says, but those people that look like TVA had shock sticks, not the Pernia sticks, so it seems to be in modern day. And I feel like that's one of those things, though, that you could easily just be like, oh, in the 50s, like, this like super genius electrician type person was just like had this type of thing that like would allow them to shock them back then. I feel like that's something that you could probably like ease
either in. Way, those people did not really seem to fit with that and place, right? They seemed out of place already.
And I think that's the big reason why the TVA was even being brought up, was because they just, again, looked like people out of time in this thing that didn't look too modern day. But I don't know. I don't have too many like confident theories on like what era this could be in, just because of the things that were shown. And if that isn't TVA, they definitely look a lot more modern day. But with the blade thing that you were mentioning there, that is something that has me really intrigued, because obviously we know Blade's coming down the pipes. We got Mahershala Ali, which we're all super, super excited for.
Might get delayed at this point.
Yeah. But again, like that, this is something that kind of what I was mentioning earlier, how like if this is a project that kind of wants to stand on its own, but maybe, I don't know, have some sort of reference to something. I think Blade is like a very safe one there, because this character just pops off like on vampires and all sorts of creatures and stuff like that. And just, I don't know, having this on his resume, I feel like it would be brought up at some way, shape or form, not necessarily him like killing the werewolf, but just like interacting with it in that. And I think that could be lots of fun. And Elsa Bloodstone, I want to get this character so bad. We are getting her in this project, but just further down the line, I want this character to be around, because I don't know too much about her, but she is a badass and she is awesome. So I want her a part of it. And who knows if this is just another way to push that, push that envelope forward. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't know. I think you know what I'm saying. But yeah, and then in regards to like other characters that could be interacting, like the weird ones, I think this, I don't know, like maybe it sets them up and then like we don't really see them or like those types of characters again until it's like another similar project like this. I don't know if they're going to be doing it. Like I don't think they're going to be doing this like every couple of Halloweens or something, do like a big, I don't know, interesting, but like who knows, maybe this is like the talk of the town and like everybody loves it like way more than what the expectations were, and then it's like, huh, maybe we should do,
I would love that if things. There was like every year we just got like a quote-unquote Halloween special for the MCU, or it's like here's some weird freaky character and a more like scary or weird kind of movie. That would be fun. But yeah, I mean, I think this, you know, the only three specials we know of at this point was like I Am Groot, as they put in that category, right? And then there's the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. So obviously two characters from the same trilogy there, which fits more just like the I Am Groot one's like a small kind of comedic, or sorry, not comedic, but just like a small, like almost Pixar Disney short sort of thing. Whereas the Holiday Special will be just like a short comedy holiday special. So I think this one is definitely a lot more experimental. And so I almost could see it just being like, okay, there's not really much connection to the greater MCU here. Maybe there's a post credit that gives you a hint at a Blade character or something like that. Right. But ultimately, I think like they're probably going to see how this does, and that will maybe decide how much they want to do weird stuff like this, and if it's something they want to do more of, if it's worth the budget that they had for it, which I'm not sure what it is. But yeah, I hope we get more weird stuff like this. But you know, at the same time, I haven't seen it yet, so hopefully it is good, because the trailer looks super interesting. And hopefully it is, and it's not just like, okay, that was all right, but it could have been better, or I wish that was blown up to a full movie or something like that. So, yeah, I'm very curious to, though, as Clay's alluding to, like just the greater implications of this and where it's going to stand. I'm very curious to see more of that, because I Am Groot felt like very different than how this is going to be, especially, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Superbad Mike in the chat, he said, could be fun if it takes place in a multiverse where everything is black and white. Definitely. Yeah. I completely agree. S-Bubs also mentioned, yeah, they're wearing like full SWAT gear in the trailer. He also mentioned there's a few rumors of next year's Halloween special being a Man-Thing special, which, I mean, we're getting Man-Thing, right, in this project. And go check out our retro.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a lot of fun to break down that movie. I mean, I really didn't like the movie, but it was a fun retro nonetheless. And yeah, I mean, who knows, like, is this going to be something that the character of Man-Thing doesn't really perish. He's just kind of around, or like, is next year's special possibly going to be like his origin? And then like, that's like a prelude to what this is. Or again, like, since we're in the realm of multiverse, like, it doesn't even have to be attached to this. It could just be the Man-Thing in another multiverse that maybe covers a different story. But a lot of what if scenarios, which I think is just exciting. And I love that MCU isn't just sticking to their, okay, we have to progress the MCU in a certain fashion. Like, we have the I Am Groot thing. We have, I mean, just what if series in and of itself, like, that's something that's kind of offshoot, right, too. And again, like, with what this is,
that and zombies as well, kind of just off doing their own thing, but still technically in that universe.
Completely true. And I think that's awesome. You know, they have Disney Plus to put whatever they want really on there, and I know it costs a lot of money to make stuff like that, but still, it's just great content. So I suppose post-credits scene where the sheriff from Man-Thing 2 Spy shows up.
No.
Oh, God. Get that actor away from my MCU. He is not going to my superhero draft next year, that's for sure. He probably hasn't even really acted since that. It doesn't really look like he acted before the movie. Ooh, shots fired. All right, we are going to take our last ad break, possibly, and then go into some trailers.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back.